Amen. You may be seated. Going to deal with knowing how to keep your soul under control. Now, it may not sound too powerful or definite, but you'll find out that this is one of the major problems. A lot of time we think we're operating in our spirit, but our soul is taking scriptures and tricking us. Let me say that again. Your soul is taking scriptures and tricking you to do it like it wants you to do. And so we have to look and see clearly. So turn to Hebrews chapter 4 first. Hebrews chapter 4. And I'd like to give you a definition of the soul. We'll read the scripture, then I'll give you a definition of the soul. In Hebrews 4 and 12. It talks about one of the most major operations in the world. And it's an operation that is the Holy Spirit takes and do on our three parts. Only the Word of God can divide the spirit, the soul, and the body. Okay? And it's very, very tricky. It's very tricky, very ticky. But by revelation and by insight, you will be able to know who operating. Here in Hebrews 4:12, it says, for the word of God is alive, quick, alive, and powerful. It tells us three things, and sharper. Now, we know the Bible talks about the word of God being the sword of the spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
Here is an operation that can take place on your life and in your life that you'll know the difference between your spirit, your soul, and your body. And you'll never be tricked not having your full power. You'll never be tricked not having your full power in the spirit. All right?
Yes, sir.
The soul, I'm hearing this, I don't have this down on note. The soul is used to imitate the spirit. And the only way you're going to be able to discern is in the spirit. Because you think you're functioning in the spirit, but actually your soul is controlling you. All right? So your soul will take scriptures out of order. You better write that down. That's no small information there. That's the Holy Spirit speaking. I'm trying to get to my note, but he's speaking. Your soul will take scriptures out of order, and Satan actually will be in charge. But the only way to stop Satan, the only way to, the word, now we've got the word discernment in the spirit. The only way that you're going to be able to discern, is this my spirit or this my soul in operation, is the Holy Spirit going to have to give it to you. Sense-wise, mentally-wise, you're not going to know because it's an instrument that your soul is an instrument that Satan used. Your soul and your senses. See, you're either operating in your soul, your senses, or your spirit. And to a large degree, I believe the church has not operated in the spirit because they are deceived unless revelation knowledge is there to tell you that that's the soul imitating your spirit. Ooh. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Your soul imitating your spirit with scripture. Because the depth of scriptures are the production of scriptures cannot be produced in the soul unless your spirit is in charge. Your spirit will have to charge your soul for your soul not to go AWOL. All right. Now, so it says here, because I got two scriptures I want to read. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing. Now notice that word, piercing, even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. They need to be divided. They need to be divided. But naturally, you can't divide them. They're going to look similar to the brain, to the mind, to your understanding. They'll look like they're the same thing. But when you train yourself, as I told you, I'm talking about knowing how to keep your soul under control. And I'm going to say some things about that in a few minutes. But here in this operation now, what a difference is going to make in your life. I'm going to say something that's going to make a difference in your life. Because the Holy Spirit really wants this lesson taught. Very clear, line upon line, so you can discern, are you being deceived?
Wow.
With scripture.
Wow.
Because another thing I'll say, your soul and your senses cannot rightly divide the word. So you're dealing with something, and you got a scripture, and if your spirit is not connecting with the Holy Spirit, your senses and your soul gonna trick you, because they somewhat become flesh if the spirit is not concerned. All right, so maybe sometime you're using the scripture, look like it wasn't coming through. Well, after this series, you're going to know why. You're going to know why. You stepped out on it, but the Holy Spirit wasn't there to give you the insight that you needed to be still sometimes. See, be still. Sometimes the Holy Spirit said, be still. I mean, the wind blowing, the fire falling. The Holy Spirit said, be still. Be still. You know, and normally run or do something else. Or go get another scripture. And you leave the scripture he wanted you to have. I believe somebody can identify with me.
Yes,
hallelujah. I've done that. We just be honest. We want to get deeper in the flow. So again, I said, look at this. I'm trying to read it. Even to divide the son of the soul and spirit of the joint and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Look what it said at the end. And is a discerner of the thoughts. Soul. And intent of the heart. And the heart, a lot of time, is interchangeable for the soul in scripture. All right? Now, here's another scripture that is powerful, but it may not be used much. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. It may not be used much, because definitely the enemy don't want you to use this verse much, because it's somewhat start shutting him now. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. See that word holy, not H-O-L-Y, W-H-O-L. They talk about your total being. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. You're born again in your spirit, not your soul. Your soul is not born again. But your soul can collect a lot of information and make you think it's born again. And Satan will use it, you see. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body, all three of them, be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. All three of them. Now, but then they say something in that 24th verse, let you know that you got an opening. Favor he that calleth you, who also will do it. If you know to let him do it. I say, if you know to let him do it. Yes. And that's what we want to deal with, knowing how to let him do it. Now, knowing how to keep your soul under control. Now, you may not fully understand it right now, but a lot of things about changing your life. A thing that you may have been trying to accomplish, things you may have been trying to change, you're going to know how to change them. You got the power. I said you got the power. Yes. Knowing how to keep your soul under control is a master key in living a good life. It's a master key. And what are going to bring to pass in your life? Training your soul to flow with your spirit. Training your soul to flow with your spirit. Now here's what I heard. Your spirit become your soul boss. Your mind, your conscience, your intellect. Your spirit become the boss. The spirit make the choices. The soul don't have no choice no more but to follow what the spirit said. Training your soul to flow with your spirit. Then your spirit can flow with the Holy Spirit. So Satan will keep your soul from cooperating if you don't know it. But actually, the text we read in Hebrews 4:12, God wants all three of them working together. Yes, sir. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, he said, bring all three of them, your spirit, your soul, and your body. They can work in harmony. Now, once hallelujah, praise God. Once you get on in that harmony realm of your spirit, soul, and body, knowing how to keep them functioning together, your answer is going to be right there. I'm talking for everything. There's nothing Satan can hide from you when you're functioning right, when you're trained properly, when you're not only a hearer, but you're a doer of the word. There's absolutely nothing that Satan can pull on you because you have discernment. And you have revelation and you have enlightenment, but it comes through your spirit. All right? So, recognizing the power of soul control. Might not sound like much now, it might sound elementary, but it's powerful. Recognizing there's power in soul control. Learning how to control your soul. And Hebrews 4:12 is talking about staying operated on and everybody standing it on rank. In other words, the soul don't stand up and try to act like the spirit because you know better. Yes, sir. See, I'll tell you something. I'll take you a little bit ahead of me. In Romans chapter 7, the whole chapter, and chapter 8, Romans chapter 7 talk about the law. And what the law would do is tell you when you're wrong. Couldn't help you too much. You just had to repent, you know. But when you get over in the 8th chapter, the Spirit take over. A Roman. And so when the Spirit take over, your life become easier. Are you following me? Just read that sometime, maybe for devotion. The 7th chapter of Roman and the 8th chapter. You get over in the 8th chapter. I say that to say this. Turn to Romans 9:1. Chapter 7, verse 8 brought us to a statement in Romans 9:1. Amen. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. Now look, watch what it says now. My conscience. Now that's within your soul. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. That my soul is connected with the Holy Ghost. So because of that, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. See, so what you have to do is make sure your conscience not trying to work by itself. Can you see that? And so in the seventh chapter, you're going to see things happen. Sin take place in your life in the seventh chapter. The eighth chapter, you're going to see as many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. It didn't say it, Romans 8:14. Didn't say as many led by the soul. Because the soul has to, you listening? But the soul has to be led by the Spirit. See, your soul, you're saved in your spirit. You're born again in your spirit. All right? When your spirit is properly trained, your soul will learn how to yield. Now let's see, can we identify with this? And I think we all can. Your flesh and your soul will hold your spirit down if you don't know what to do. So that the Holy Spirit said to me, and I hope it be encouraging to you if you're dealing with something. I'm going to read this over because a statement go with this that I believe, I think is powerful, and I think that it will change things in your life tonight. If your flesh and your soul will hold your spirit down, if you don't know what to do, there's a lot of freedom you haven't seen yet. There's a lot of freedom you haven't seen yet. When you able to let your spirit take over. Huh? No, y'all didn't get it. There's a lot of freedom we have. Look at why I'm going to say it this way. A lot of freedom we haven't seen yet. Hey, y'all will go a little better with it. I'll put myself in there with you. Huh? Now, I'm serious about this. Your flesh and your soul will hold your spirit down if you don't know what to do. That means if you do, and guess what we am tonight, you do know what to do. You do know to pause and make sure that this is your spirit.
Yes, sir. That's good.
See, the Bible never said as many led by the soul. But in Romans 8:14, as many led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are the children of God. They can receive what is rightfully theirs from God by knowing how to follow the Spirit. Now just think about it a few moments. Calm down, just think about it a few moments. What God is aiming to do up in here tonight. Your prayer life going to change. Your meditation going to change. Your answers going to change. The Bible said God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Why sometimes we are afraid? We've read the scripture. We have prayed. But we're still in our soul. So from these lessons, we need to know how to pause. Pause and wait. The Bible said they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. What do you mean by waiting on the Lord? Well, the Lord is there all the time, but he's trying to let you catch up. But there's never a time that you need something that you ask God about it. He's not going to do it. See? But he got to do it. He's going to do it his way. So sometimes if you're not in the spirit, you're not going to see that you got it already. There's a lot of stuff in your you got already. But you got to see it in the spirit. You can't look in the flesh. You can't look in how it look, because the spirit world don't deal like that. There's a lot of freedom you haven't seen yet. Then the Lord told me, propose this question. Is it possible that sometime your soul and your senses shut your spirit down with a scripture? Yeah, that's something, huh? With a scripture. So yeah, you got to watch it, you know. Let me give you this, and then I'll go with another scripture. See, the soul, the prophecy I'm looking for that I wrote in here. He's giving me prophecy with everything I just about teach now. And I'll put my notes in here. I'll put it in here somewhere. Oh, prophecy, where are you? Give me a minute. If you don't give it to them, we'll take it anyway. Soul defined. Okay. Unfold your soul daily so you can spiritually see what's on the agenda and make changes as needed. Feed your spirit with the word of God, so it may be sharper than a two-edged sword, that your conscience can yield and flow with the Holy Ghost. Yes. Keeping your Trinity in alignment with the Trinity of God. As He is, so are we in this world. Welcome to your kingdom authority on earth. That's a problem. Welcome to your kingdom authority. In other words, the revelation of what we're talking about is releasing your kingdom authority. Your kingdom authority can't function in just your soul or just your senses. It got to know how to wait on the Spirit. All right. Now, in teaching, you know, sometimes there's so many things you want to teach. But what I want to tell you about Romans 7 and chapter 7 and chapter 8, Romans 9, 1, I'm going to go back over there again, because there's something I want you to see there. In Romans 9, 1. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience, in other words, my soul, also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. In other words, that's a soul that have lined up with the Holy Ghost. But you're not going to be able to do that religiously. And you're only going to be able to do it by revelation and by depending on the Holy Spirit to help you with it. Are you with me? All right. Now, I'll get to some key points here now. We better go to Romans 12. Hebrews 4:12, we talked about being operated on, dividing the spirit, soul, and body. Now, here, Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, going to divide you up. And you're going to have to deal with this daily. This, as long as you're here on this earth, this requirement will never leave you. I don't care what kind of sermon you heard. I don't care what kind of dance you made. You're going to have to keep this in order. Your spirit, soul, and body. You got to do it. God can't do it. What? Jesus can't do it for you. You got to do it. Now, He'll enable you. That's what He wants. All He wants you to do is know it and yield to Him, and then He will give you the power to do it. Can't be done by the intellect. How can I say this? Well, I'd be lying if I say that. Well, I almost will say it's not easy to live holy. But that's a lie. But you got to know these things in order to do it. You follow what I'm saying? So no, it's not easy if you don't have enough understanding. You don't have holy wisdom on the inside of you. And you just want to live a clean life. You see what I'm saying? So here in Romans, it tell you how to deal with them. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that your bishop, your pastor, your prophet, present your body a living sacrifice. So no matter how much I pray for you, I can't turn your body in. I can show you what I'm doing tonight. I can show you how to do it yourself, but I can't hold you in holiness. You got to let the Holy Ghost hold you in holiness. You got to do it yourself. You got to yield. You have to want to do it. All right, after the little mess over, what's next? After that little mess over, after that little mess over, what now? Now you're running for 15 months trying to catch yourself. Just tell yourself it don't worth it. You see what I'm saying? Pass it up. Because they're coming at you. Especially if you make yourself available. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Thank God for his mercy. Hallelujah. That you present your body, look, a living sacrifice. How? Holy. Acceptable. Yes, ma'am. Unto God, which is your reasonable service. So that's one aspect of it. That's a Hebrew 4:12 operation. See? Now let's go to the next verse. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, that's renewing of your soul. That you may prove what is good. Look at this. And acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, I want to show you something, a secret in verse 3 is pointing out a untrained soul. It's your soul, your mind unrenewed and untrained. It's in that verse. And it's telling you how to harness your mind, how to harness your soul. You harness your soul through grace and faith. You have to come to grips with the fact that God owns me. Right. I surrender to his ownership. I can't do what I just want to do. I got to settle down and see what my father's saying, because he owned me. I want God to own me. I don't want the world to own me. See, so I got a right to be belong to God. And, you know, in a sense, you're getting upset because I'm living right. Well, be ducking me. I'm sure going to tell on you. You see that? For I say to the grace of given unto me. Now notice how Paul started out. I say to the grace given unto me. The grace is that you are in proper ownership of everything I'm preaching right now. You're in proper ownership to be led by the Spirit, fed by the Spirit, protected by the Spirit. That's because you're a child of God, because you accepted Jesus Christ. All right? He said, to every man that's among you, not, now here, think three times. Mind, that's that mind, that's that mind, that's that soul. Not to think of yourself more higher than the other think, but to think. See, that three times thinking. You're thinking too much. See? Huh? Well, the thing's sober. Now, why he say this is the last part of that verse? According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. He started off talking about grace. Now he's talking about the measure of faith. You have to have enough understanding, enough teaching to know that you have to connect the two. Faith and grace is a thing that will keep your soul safe and sound. Faith and grace. See. You see it? All right. Remember, I hope you wrote it down or texted it in your phone, how to keep your soul under control is a master key in living a good life. All right, let's go. Let's go here. Go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. I'm gonna give you the point. I want you to write it down. Submitting your soul to Jesus. Here's how you submit your soul. The only way you're gonna submit your soul to Jesus. Matter of fact, it's not 28 when you start at 27 verse. Matthew 11, 27. Start at 27 verse. The only way you're going to submit your soul to Jesus is through revelation. Now, I didn't say reading. I said revelation. I'm saying that revelation means, oh, I love this, Lord. Revelation means the Holy Spirit has spoken to me personally. Yes, sir. I just heard that. I didn't hear, but I just, yes. The Holy Spirit. Revelation, good God, I love that. Revelation means the Holy Spirit has spoken to me personally. That's what you call a revelation. God has revealed to me the next move to make. And he already got the gate unlocked. All I got to do is show up. So because when you function in the Spirit, it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by His Spirit. He wants us to enjoy the freedom of living in the Spirit. You have that right. You have that right as a Christian. You don't have. The church don't supposed to be living like the world. We don't supposed to be going through the struggle that they're going through. We talk about this big God. Why he at? Well, he's where he is. He's waiting on you. If you taught properly, you know how to deal with everything come in your life. Even some things now, as we talk tonight, I don't know how many online, as we talk tonight, some things now, all right, one, almost 2,000, by number, there's many more. As we talk tonight, there's some things that God speaking to you about, and you go and handle it. There's some worry, fear, lack being moved out of your life as we sit here and we talk tonight, because the Holy Spirit is here. And he wants you to hear these things, so you can move in a different way. Now in Matthew, you there? 11:27. I'm gonna give you the point now. Submitting your soul to Jesus. Submitting your soul to Jesus. Your conscience, your mind. Let me cut across the pastor here. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. I believe the scripture I want. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Go ahead. Go to the next verse. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Go a little further. Casting down. See, all that soul stuff. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You got to do that.
Yes, sir.
You do it by being led by the Holy Spirit. Your physical man not going to do that. Your sense is not going to do that. Your ritual not going to do that. You got to have a revelation. Oh, the weapon of our warfare is not common. It's not fleshy. It's not normal. See, we are designed to carry supernatural weapons that we can produce supernatural results like miracles, signs, and wonders, and impossibility. You design a function in impossibility, cause impossibility to become possible. But you got to know the difference between the spirit, the soul, and the body. Now here in Matthew 11:27, give me that 11:27. We're talking about submitting your soul to Jesus. Okay, this is so powerful for you to see this and this God tired of his people being robbed. Good people who really love God, but they just don't know what's happening to them. If you don't get the proper understanding of it, you think it's you. I just got this habit. I just can't do no better. No, no, you're born again. You can change anything. Now, notice this voice, because this voice is the prelude to the voice we're going in. They're going to show us how powerful it is to know how to walk in the Spirit. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. That's good. Shouting ground right there. Yes, sir. And no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son. Here we go. Yes. And to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Reveal him. He has to be revealed. Other words, how can I say this as a country boy? It's not just a deal. He got to be revealed. You know, just because you join church and you're on your way to heaven and all that. No, heaven starts when you jump, when you get born again. But you got to know how to function in heaven. We walk by faith. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You got to be in a church which is teaching you. You got to be in an Ephesians 4:11-16 church. Where you're being properly taught to know you got the power on the inside of you. And you got a loving God that will forgive you when you make a mistake. God don't like to talk about sin. He likes to talk about holiness, righteousness, because he wants you to have the victory. And don't let other people judge your sin, because they got something they need to be judging. You know what I'm saying? You know, love and forgive people, but I hope you change. Because these people, you're playing all these culture stuff, huh? And I said, the Lord told me that, ain't no white church, ain't no black church, ain't no niggas, and ain't no honkies. It ain't no way, where that come from? That ain't none of that real. That's people made. We got to stop talking about all these different things. Get this voice now. Get the voice back up there. Submitting your soul to Jesus. Here we go. Go to 28th verse. Now we're going into a revelation here now. We were just told in the 27th verse about revelation, right? Yes, sir. Now we're going in this revelation. Come unto me. So you can't come to him without revelation. All ye that live in heavy laden, look, and I will give you rest. Woo, Lord. Into that rest. The rest of God is a powerful thing. I will give you rest. Come unto me, I'll give you rest. All right? Huh? So you worry? Anybody in your word? Anybody online worried? You better hear the preacher tonight. Jesus said, come on to me. I get, put it back up. I don't want to see the number now. I want them to hear me now. Go. Come to me all live and every land I get. Take my yoke. Now, it's not really a yoke. It's a relationship. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Take my relationship upon you and learn. I just got that now, yeah. And you're good to listen to the Holy Ghost, you know. And all these years I've been reading that voice. He never told me that was a relationship. But I can't get mad with him because he wanted to come out tonight. Take my relationship upon you. And learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in the heart, and you shall, look what he said, you find rest at. Unto your soul. Look what he said next. Well, where did all that hard stuff come from? For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So if any time you carry something heavy, that means you was carrying it. So my heavy carrying days are over. He said, dump it on me. I'm going to dump it on him. And then he'll give me insight, revelation, enlightenment of what to do to walk in his ease.
Yes, sir.
He don't want your word. He don't want you frustrated. He don't want you depending on people too much. Because people will let you down. Blow their horn, smile and wave, and keep going. Cousin and all. You follow what I'm saying? You got to get in a place where you can trust God, all right? All right. Permitting your soul to be searched consciously, consistently, continuously. I'll finally get the right word. Permitting your soul to be searched continuously. Now I'm going to give you a good voice for that. Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Y'all see that voice? Search me, O God. Search me. Now, oh no, I don't want God searching me. See, you got to get to the point that you want God to search you. Because God's going to show you that trick the devil is trying to put on you next week. Search me, oh God, and know my heart. Ooh, my goodness. Try me and know my soul. That's what he's saying. And see if there are any wicked way in me. Then, Lord, I need you to lead me.
Yes, sir.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads you. Where he leads you? Green pastures. Beside what? Still what? He restores your soul. Notice that. Go to Psalm 23. Because I was reading that one day, and the Lord says, I'm your shepherd. I lead you in the green pastures. I lead you beside the still water. He says, but before I can lead you in the pasture, righteousness, I got to restore your soul. Look at it. Pull it. He restores my soul. He said, go back to the forest there. He making me, Lord of my shepherd, I should not want. Hallelujah. Great, keep the next foot. Get the next foot. He making me to lie down green paths. Thank you, Lord. He leads beside the still water. Then he goes, he said, now, before I can lead you in the path of righteousness, we got to get the soul business straight. He restores my soul. Then after he restored my soul, he could lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now I can walk through the valley in the shadow of death and fear no evil. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Not in my head, but all. My cup runneth.
Surely,
goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You see that? Well, I got three or four more I got to get to you. So permitting your soul to be searched. So undoubtedly, God is always searching us. Because they know the enemy always trying to trick us. Now you people like y'all, most of y'all come to Bible study all the time. Y'all. Bible study and church. There's no reason you shouldn't get it. No reason. And we read Romans 12:2. Remember I said be renewed in Romans 12:2. And I'm going to make a statement here with that. Did I didn't tell you permitting your soul to be searched continually. Did I give you a scripture with it? What scripture I give you? So I want to, all right, you got that, all right. Keeping your soul pure. We talked about that. Romans 12:2. I mean, keeping your soul renewed. Did I read this scripture? Search me, O God. Know my heart. Yes, try me. Know my thoughts. See if there be any way. Ooh. Yes, now, the pastor has to be searched too. And nobody escaped the searching. So I want you to know, you're not by yourself. He searched all of us. I don't care how holy you think you are. I don't care how long you prayed. You're going to be searched today. And that's for our protection. Because he'll find the contamination before it becomes contaminated. Are you listening to me? Now I'm going to ask you a question. How many of y'all are willing for the Lord to search you? Now slippers and sneakers. Don't want to be searched because they're slippers and sneakers. Don't want to be searched because they got a front on. But if you're real, I want them to search me before I walk in that trap. I don't walk. Satan got some traps set, boy. I mean, I'm trapped, and I'm trapped under bushes. You're not going to see them, but when you make that step, bam, you're in it. You're caught. But God know that where that trap is. If I let him search me, he give me wisdom that I don't get in that trap. Satan want all of us. He want us, but he ain't going to get us. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, minister to your soul daily. Turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verse 1. Minister to your soul daily. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Go to the next verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all of his benefits. See, you keep your soul charged up. Yes. Bless the Lord, all my soul, forget not all his benefit. Go to the next verse. Who forgiveth? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity? Ooh, look at the next thing. Who healeth all thy diseases? You might be here a little while, but you can't stay. Because God, he said he healeth all my diseases. Ooh, Lord. Don't settle down with the system. Just know, go ahead and go through what you're going through, but know you got to be healed. Don't give up. Don't quit. I tried before, but I got it now. I was in prayer, and every time I come up that step, Ray, he's 97 years old, I'm blessing him well. I said, it ain't Ray Woods. rest of my life, I'm going to use it. You ask me, I'm well and blessed. Y'all better eavesdrop. Oh, my left leg hurts. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Say you're well and you're blessed and then drive it out, you see? Now you're backing it up. You want somebody to have pity on you and feel sorry for you. You know what you're doing then? You're walking by feeling. You're not walking by faith. None. You say, I was thinking about Ray, well and blessed. Montreal, many years ago, got the revelation that God can't fail. And I got money coming. So if you can wear those three, you're going to be all right. Well and blessed, God can't fail, money coming. Matter of fact, say it. Now, you see, the devil lie. What's wrong with that? God talking to us. He wants you blessed. He wants you healthy. He wants all your needs met. Huh?
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3, we went through that? Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go further then. Then, well, I know we get it, but I'm going to give you another way to look at it. A threefold proper training. You had the verse already tonight, Romans 12, 1 through 3. A threefold proper training. We've had this one, but I'm going to give it over to you again in a different way. Yielding the total man to God at all times. Yielding the total man, 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24. We went over that, you remember?
Yes, sir.
Knowing how to keep your soul under the authority of your faith. Knowing how to keep your soul under the authority of your faith. I'm almost through. Hebrews 11, 1. And 6. Hebrews 11, 1 and 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The 6th verse says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then you got Romans 12, 3. You remember we went over that. Romans 12, 3, got a whole lot to do with what we're talking about. Then, my brothers and sisters, knowing how to release your faith in every situation, no matter what things look like, reach out in faith. Don't let your soul control you. Mark 9, 23. Two more things I'm going to say to you and we'll close. It's time to develop soul wisdom in your soul. That's Romans 12, 2. Went over those scriptures already. Developing soul wisdom. Release your faith, hope, and evidence in your soul. Hebrews 11 and 1. Paul. I'm trying to close here. The soul is the mind, intellect, memories, emotion, subconscious. It's the middle man between the spirit and the body. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Third John 1:2 showed the soul can prosper or suffer, just like the body. How the soul is often described: mind, how you think and reason; will, how you choose and decide; emotion, how you feel and respond. I'm going to go over that again. How the soul is often described: mind, how you think and reason; will, how you choose and decide; emotion, how you feel and respond. Here's a distinction often taught in Scripture. The body, the physical vessel. The soul is personality, intellect, and emotion. The spirit is the part that connects with God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Here's some Hebrew insight about your soul. The soul experiences hunger, thirst, joy, sorrow, love, and distress. The soul can desire God. Quickly, Psalm 42:1. Psalm 42:1. The soul can desire God. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after God, after thee, O God. We just read in Psalm 23:3, the soul can be restored, right?
Yes, sir.
Ooh. I don't want to take this back home, I tell you that. Here's some other aspect you look at your soul. The inner self, consciousness, personality, seat of emotion and intellect. For what is a man profited if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Matthew 16:23. So here the soul is portrayed as eternally valuable, capable of being lost or saved, emphasizing moral and spiritual accountability. Moral and spiritual accountability. You can do this. In the Greek, insight, it means self-aware. Capable of moral reasoning, is distinct from the body, able to exist beyond physical death.